Joining us right now is a guy who is, in fact, a real winner, meteorologist Andy Parker, because we're under a winter storm warning, and Andy Parker is going to fill everything out. That's the skeletal forecast, as they would say in the UK. Skeletal, we'd say skeletal, but Andy's going to put some meat and sinews to it. Andy, great to talk to you. Welcome to News Radio 930 WBEN once again.
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here. And yeah, we've got a good old-fashioned winter storm. This isn't lake effect snow coming. This is going to be an area-wide snow and all play, and everybody's going to get to use their shovels again. If you were given a shovel as a Christmas gift and you felt a little slighted that you haven't been able to use that new snowblower, Mother Nature is going to give you a shot at it here. Outside right now, we're slowly watching these temperatures fall from the 40-degree mark this morning, now in the 30s. After dinner, it's the 20s, and tomorrow morning, it's the teens when you walk out the door. That's not even the wind chill. So the cold is going to be the first thing you notice. The second thing is going to be the switch to snow. Late this evening, it'll switch over on the hills of the southern tier, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus County. It starts as a wet, sloppy snow, that slush that begins. But as the temperature gets colder through the overnight, the snow consistency will change as well. It becomes more of a drier, flaky, stacky snow, and you're going to find that that's when we're going to see it pile up. So you're not going to have 12 inches of slushy snow. You'll have about an inch or two of that, and then on top of that, you'll have about 3 to 6 inches of the lighter snow that's going to continue on through much of Thursday morning, making the morning drive a mess. For most folks, it begins wrapping up in the afternoon, unless you're up in Niagara and Orleans counties, in which case you'll see those flakes fly right through much of the day on Thursday.
Well, they already know if they're getting it right now south of the city, but what do you see on radar for those who might be heading that way, maybe truck drivers or people from Niagara County who are heading south of the city?
Yeah, no problems tonight. I mean, really, it's just rain out there right now. We're at 37 degrees. Most locations are above freezing. It won't be until after the evening commute that we find those temperatures falling below 32. And I think some of the hills will be the first to see kind of the wet snowflakes mix in. I'm not worried about anybody going anywhere today on Wednesday. This is kind of the wet part of the storm. It turns white tonight.
So do you want to give us something like a timeline from where and when tonight and into the rush hour tomorrow morning, people trying to get to work?
Yeah, sure thing. Here we go. Through the overnight hours, we'll see the snow start as that sloppy, wet stuff that mixes in probably after 6 o'clock for most locations, and then we're going to see it become steady. So in the evening, if you're out around 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, that's when you're going to start to say, okay, we're getting some snow here. And then that's going to continue pretty steady and even right through the overnight. So by the time you start the day tomorrow morning, if you're a 5 a.m. get-go and you beat the plows to the road, you're going to end up with about 4 to 6 inches of snow on the roads in the morning when people are trying to get from point A to point B. And you'll probably have snow still coming down for the morning drive. Not a blinding snow. The winds aren't going to be all that bad, about 10 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 20. But compared to some of those big winds that we've had recently, this is not a wind event. This is a snow and cold event.
Andy, have you had a chance to see by any chance on Facebook or social media the video of the guy from the UK who is astonished by weather in the United States, particularly lake effect snow? Have you seen that one?
I haven't. Somebody's got
I'm going to send that to you.
Okay. Yeah, please do.
If you know the video of which I'm speaking, it's a guy from the UK, a very English accent, and he is astonished by lake effect snow, and he basically says they don't really have winter in the UK. You've got to look at lake effect snow in the United States. We're basically beasts. He also did a piece about who is tougher, the Green Bay Packers tailgaters or the Buffalo Bills tailgaters, which is really entertaining. For some reason, Andy, I thought you had been all over that, but I'm sure somebody is going to send it to you, because it's always, and obviously this is not going to be a lake effect event that we're going to be seeing here, but people are so astonished by lake effect snow. I remember when they did a documentary, Savage Skies, and as fate would have it, as they were filming the documentary, we were pummeled by lake effect snow like you wouldn't believe.
That's good timing, I guess, for the program, but yeah, I'm sure someone's going to do that. Hey, if anybody has it out there, send it to my text line. It's 716-503-ANDY, 716-503-2639. I'd love to see it.
I mean, I would do it myself, but I'm on the air and I can't multitask quite that well. So the total, when does the snow event actually grind to a halt?
That's going to happen between around 9 and noon for a lot of folks. You're going to start to see the snow begin to back down a little bit. And then Niagara and Orleans County, it may persist right through a good chunk of Thursday. Most folks are going to be in that 4 to 8 inch category. And then there's going to be this strip that develops along, let's call it north of 31, up in Niagara and Orleans County. I think they've got a really good shot of going like 6 to 10 inches up there. That's going to be where we see the snowflakes linger longer. And then where it changes over earlier tonight, which is going to be the hills of the Southern Tier, you'll have a few extra inches down there as well. But this is one that's going to pretty much treat everybody equally as it passes on by.
So last area of questioning, Andy Parker, the incredible meteorologist who frequently is here on News Radio 930 WBEN and who saved a lot of lives himself during the blizzard of 2022, the Christmas blizzard. Saturday, 4:30 p.m., Denver. It isn't a covered stadium. And, of course, we'll have a lot of people from Western New York flying into the mile-high city. So how does travel look for those folks, and how does the game look for Mr. Allen and the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, getting out of here doesn't look like a huge problem on Saturday. And weather out there, as we look at the weekend for them, sunny, high of 50, so there's no precipitation to worry about, no big winds. So I don't think weather is going to be kind of a narrative for the game on Saturday. I think it's going to be offense and defense more than I always call weather is the 13th man, because you have the 12th man, which is the crowd. They'll be there. But I don't think it's going to be a big deal for weather out there. I think it'll be a pretty comfortable day.
So would oxygen deprivation be the 14th man?
Yes, you could say that. You could say the elevation out there, they have a 14th man.
Andy, we're so grateful for your time, and we also like to help you build your fan base as well. So, gosh, Andy, this is probably a self-evident question, but how do people get in touch with Andy Parker and your never-ending world of weather?
You know what? It's the best thing you can do is any social media that you're on, X, LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it, just type in Andy Parker Weather. I'll pop up. Go ahead and hit the follow, the like buttons on there, and then I'll be in your feed. But if you want to text and have a question answered or just get a quick weather update, just send the word weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R, to 716-503-ANDY, 716-503-2639. Then it works out just great.
Andy, had you lived during the big blow of 1913 on the Great Lakes, many lives would have been saved. And I'm not even being sarcastic. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Andy Parker, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN.